Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ali and
Emeka.
For today's topic, we are going to talk about emotional trauma.
Who's emotional trauma?
So pretty much how our parents dealt with emotional trauma and how we are changing that.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to talk about today.
That's a topic. That's a big one.
Like, you know, when my dad talks about his dad, the way, you know, his dad treated them, the way they were raised, it was almost as though, like, you think the dad didn't love them. Mm. And that's the mindset all of them, you know, used, you know, on their kids. And a lot of times, it's almost as though how our parents were raised was more of, you know, their parents provided food and shelter for them.
Only so-so.
And that's the reason. There's no closeness. Because my dad talks about it all the time. Like, he would be like, I would never talk to my dad like this. I wouldn't say any of this, you know, to my dad. Mm-hmm. Still, like, the dad is like this tyrant, you know, and they just have to make sure, you know, they're working on eggshell. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, like, and it's so different from, like, and all the times, like, you know, they take all that trauma.
Right.
And then they try to pass it down to us where our parents, they don't really hug us. Well, hopefully some are getting hugged. I know the other day my dad hugged me. I was like, oh, this is different. but you know, stuff like that. Like, right. I don't remember, like, really being hugged like that when I was young. I don't remember my parents telling me they love me. And that's what they were used to. You know, like, they didn't really... That emotional connection is so different from, like, how our generation is, like, raising their own kids.
Someone asked you, right? Someone asked you, hey, so how did your parents show you love then?
You know, providing shelter and food is showing love. Our generation, we're more like, you know, we're relating to our kids. We're letting our kids ask us questions. But our parents, like, asking questions was almost like defying them.
Oh, wow.
And that's what they were used to. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about to me?
And I was a very inquisitive person. Like, right. My dad was so annoyed by that. Like, every time he would ask me to do something, I'm like, why? Like, you cannot just tell me to do something. You need to give me a reason
why I should do this.
You know?
Look at this one.
And, no, seriously, like, I always, like, and it wasn't even me
why
trying.
Why are you asking why?
Don't it wasn't me it. Being stubborn, but, like, I've never been the type of person that just follow. Like, you gotta let me know.
Common sense.
Yeah, let me know, like, why should I do this?
Right.
Like, and if you can't give me a legit reason,
Wow. So how did you get, how did you all cope with that? So, was that trauma for you, by the way? Was that trauma?
No, I'm saying, like, that's, like, one of those things that were passed down. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I wouldn't say it's trauma, but it does impact even how you, it impacts you, like, in your adult life, like, how you even, like, show love in relationships and things like that. You're more, like, rigid because that's how you grew up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because you reciprocate what you get.
I would say, honestly.
And a lot of our parents kind of, like, are like that. Like, I feel like it's us now, but I see a lot of people. I'll see people that will even say, like, they're forcing their parents now to say, I love you. To them, like, they'll say, I love you.
They're teaching them how to do that.
Yeah, they're teaching them how to do it. And it's like, and I see that as our generation
breaking the cycle.
Breaking that cycle and actually, like, showing real affection.
Major.
So more for the, like, I naga long so or mobile naga ahia or ebobola naga. Papa mga foto like this eh. Etu kwa sinema do legi. Etu kwa sinema. Uno rashi ganya. I go like personally ahu or like yo what like how why and so the thing is oga entoro I'm being I say okay wow it created a level of insecurity to where you're so subconscious or even very conscious otu inema do na legi.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a locker, or I mean, I got just even in GKG Henley for a show.
And I see you do that because I call you out sometimes.
Sometimes it's still there.
Yeah, like,
for
seriously,
sure.
Nobody's watching you. Relax.
Right. but at the same time, you know, you can't blame the habit. It's just about breaking it. It's about breaking a cycle. But it's such a relevant factor where you begin to see, okay, wow, this is not me. I'm a Tanaka India from this time.
Yeah, and, no, that's definitely a big thing because I know major. A lot of times like they make you feel as though like okay, everybody's watching you. You have to behave. And I feel like it caused a lot of trauma too, which is one of the, you know, that's a good example because I see like in a lot of us, you know, I mean, I feel like now a lot of us are grown, but like, you know, growing up, like between maybe like teenage years, young adult years, it caused a lot of people to have two personalities.
Wow, that's so true. Like another good movie.
Like, we're like, you know, like in the community, they have the personality their parents told them to have.
Yeah. So you know?
Yeah. But then when they're in college and they're with their people, it's like whole two different people, you know.
Is this shit on it? Is
this shit? Yeah, I was going to say, like, you have Adama and then you have Janet.
Adama and Janet. Like, yo, we should close this thing right now. That's it. Like, no. If you don't understand, forget about it.
No, that's real, and it's
It causes that.
You know, we're like, you know, but I think a lot of, you know, us now, we're getting to a point where we're learning to just be us. We're not trying to let the community, you know, define who we are.
It's like, because you know, right, at a certain point, Madugama, okay, lo nyembo, lehem che dema, nke na so nimendum.
Because
in my mother, when it came in sopro, yago iberibe. You can be so obedient or so I guess let me use the word humble. It's not humble, right? So well that's the word, not humble yet.
Maybe like trained behavior.
Trained behavior, there you go, good. To a point where it becomes ignorant. Mm-hmm. You know, to where you're even becoming nearly disrespected. Because how could you get to, you know, and that's just one major example, but there's others, you know, even,
another one would be even like in marriage,
our
parents, they were taught, you know, like in the marriage itself, like a lot of our parents there, we have a lot of parents who stayed in loveless marriages, you know, where like there's a lot of issues, but what was passed down to them is like
Nigerians will call it management.
Management, patience, you know, that's that. Yep. But it's like, and that's not, and I feel like we never, and the thing is like, it's like they'll take it in and bottle it in. And we never learn like canceling or therapy.
I was going to say that, yeah.
That stuff is important.
Yeah, it's important.
I'm not saying for people to go divorce.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not encouraging anyone to divorce, but it's a thing where like, you know, like, our parents, they were trained, literally, to stay in loveless marriage. And a lot of them, literally, you know, it was passed down. Mm. And this is what they saw marriage was. Because even the advice they'll give sometimes is the same thing. Like, patience. But it's like...
patience is key, but you use patience in a way where
endurance.
Endurance.
Because you know, that's what they'll pass down to them in marriage, like endurance.
Yeah, yeah.
People like, but so many people were like, you know, like their husbands are cheating on them. Mm-hmm. They're in like bad marriages. Mm-hmm. They're beat on and things like that. But the thing is like this, they feel stuck because that's what they've been trained that, okay, you're supposed to endure. This is what marriage is. Endure.
You'll be fine.
You know?
You'll be fine.
Don't say anything.
Yes.
You know, that's that. And you don't say anything. You're just stuck in you're suffering and you're stuck.
The counseling is so important because if people understand the importance of counseling, neutrally, right, unbiasedly, be a genuine counselor for that couple or for that situation. A lot of families would have been able to patch up. You know, parents have been able to relate with their kids more. Mm-hmm. And then even the husband and wife would have been able to do more together and have a relationship if they had understood the importance of counseling. I get that.
Yeah.
But
I feel like even if you don't have a professional counselor, I think also like if you're the trusted person that someone can talk to, I think that's okay also. I don't think anyone should like suffer in a marriage. You know what I mean? I think I believe it's better to separate than, you know, suffer in a marriage. Mm. That's just that. And I don't know. And I feel like that's something that whenever I told, okay, like things like this shouldn't be what a marriage looks like, but since that's what their marriage looked like,
it should be expected.
They felt that that's what you and have then, to deal with.
And then now you growing up, you begin to realize that there are certain things that hakujigi or that you've adopted that in actuality don't fit, because you know there's an African norm, there's an Igbo norm on that management. I think almost every culture in Africa shares it though. Mm-hmm. And I believe that culture is, like you just said, endurance, right? But then where does the wisdom come to readjust so that the next generation...
Yeah, so how are we changing that, right?
Yeah, and we're changing by what you said earlier. Just having an understanding that things need to be done the right way for peace of mind, for longevity, for health in that marriage. Yeah. And more importantly, just for the fact that like kids don't think that, okay... an abusive situation is normal.
Yeah.
Or a verbally abusive situation is normal.
Yeah, that is okay. You because then when they go into their own marriage, they're thinking, well, and that's how it's passed on. We pass on trauma. Like, okay, my parents, you know, they dealt with this and they stopped in their marriage. Oh, this is normal. This is how it's supposed to be. And that's not how it's supposed to be.
Because, you know, a lot of us had fathers that were very, you know, fatherly, African. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So him, like love, as you mentioned before, mm-hmm. and even the way our fathers would speak to us.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Have you finished? You know?
Yeah, and it's almost like you're like a warden type thing. Yeah. Like, it's not like a
and
the actual...
The discipline is good. The assertiveness is good. Having that fatherly presence of an African man, Dempa, is very, very important. But in a sense... The translation.
Oh, like too much of it.
It was exactly nurture. You didn't get the nurturing part. You got more of the masculine, like dominant, all the way dominance.
You know, you can't have a real conversation because then what ends up sucking is that when you become an adult, they're wondering, okay, why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you doing this? But it's like you never built a relationship with me.
So like,
so I'm in my own house now, and like, now you want to have a relationship, but it's it's too late, you know.
It's too late.
No, I'm just saying that's kind of how it is.
The train took off a long time.
It's too late because it's
Alaska.
Like you're an adult like them. They can't discipline you anymore, but now they want to have a relationship, but it's like.
And you see,
you never formed that with me when I was young. How did you expect me?
Right.
Yeah,
and that's how we're changing it. A lot. I'm talking about they will want to relate with you. They won't want to run. So that's how we're changing it now.
Yeah, because you set that example.
Our generation is definitely changing. Yeah. And I think that's one of the best things that
I've noticed that with a lot of our, you know, generation that have kids. Like how they relate with their kids is definitely different.
It's like one-on-one.
They have their kids. They let their kids ask questions. Because even before, I didn't make fun of no chat. But it's like, no, that's actually a good thing. You want your kids to be inquisitive. You want your kids to ask the right question.
Curious.
It's so important. You want curious, right? Yeah, because they grow up being adults that
curious
can think
George.
For themselves.
Of course.
No. You know, they grow up being, and that way too, like they can be a little bit more real with you.
They just won't follow the herd.
Yeah, or become two personalities where we get the
Chidema.
The trip. Yeah.
And then, what's the name you mentioned?
I think that's Madonna and Janet.
Don't be Adana and Janet.
Like, be one person. Adana Janet. I don't know. Like, be two of them combined. But that's true. I think I do see that where, like, our generation, they're really letting their kids... ask them questions, they're letting their kids, like, they're not tyrants in their home, where it's like, okay, because I said so, eat your food, because I said so, but it's like, okay, like, this house, you know, they also have their humans, I feel like the way they were raised and brought up to, you know, where it's like, with the kids, like, you know, it's like, how dare you ask questions? Just eat the food. Do what I say. There's no other option.
Well,
you know, but definitely, this, you know, being this discipline is needed.
It's needed, no, absolutely.
But it's a thing where it's like, even with that, also provided nurture, you yes, know, aside yes. from just like, oh, I give you food and I give you a place to stay, like, that's...
Yeah, it needs a balance.
It's not enough, so, you know?
I think...
And that way, like, you're able to raise emotionally stable, mature around their people.
And confident people, too.
Yeah.
So you still want people to be confident. You talk about your mother,
yeah,
because
there's a lot of our people we knew that had, like... multiple personalities,
oh,
and that's
absolutely.
Because of how they were raised.
Yes, yeah.
One person here, one person there. And they could never fully, like, just
fit who they
be
were.
Who they are, because they were, that wasn't encouraged.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
you know, now that that change is here, I'm glad that such conversations are happening, because I'm sure a lot of, you know, folks can relate. It's
mm-hmm.
happening. A lot of African young youth have gone through these things in the diaspora, and they're going through them. And now we're now figuring out ourselves
mm-hmm.
to understand how to correct,
yeah,
those emotional
and I think also, like, you just in the chat too, you know, just Americans in general, like, you know, from our friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to our friends' houses, I feel like you learn, like, okay, wow, so there's another
true.
Way.
Oh my gosh,
you know, because
nine.
A lot of times, like, you have to see it,
one
and of course, TV too, like, TV,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
oh wow, my family's not like
but
that.
You
like,
got
like
you got hook way out for my
yeah, but the thing is, like, for our parents. How many other examples?
Nah.
So this is it. This is how I was raised.
This is how
my home was. Because if my dad would bring it up, like, to this day, oh my, he'll say, I never talked to my dad this way. I didn't do this. I'm like, dang, this man was really scared of his dad. I think my dad low key was terrified of his father. Like, very terrified.
Yeah.
But they didn't see anything else.
Yeah.
But for us, like, we're seeing examples from, like, our friends. We're seeing examples from TV and all of that, and, you know, and it's and it helps a lot. I think that's also helping us, you know, realize that, okay, it's not
just flip the script.
Yeah, it's not just one way. Even in marriages, like, you know, just what our parents' marriage looked like, because that's all they saw.
Right.
And then it's like with us, I feel like a lot of us are also, like, changing the face of
mm-hmm.
what marriage looks
like
in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's good talk.
Good talk. Well, there's no...
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Igbo Table Talks.
Follow us on Instagram at Igbo Table Talks to see more fun Igbo learning content.
There we have short videos and games such as Name It in Igbo.
We would love to know what you thought about this discussion.
What you liked or didn't like.
Thanks for tuning in.